阶段检测卷九。第一节，听下面五个句子，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图中选出与句子内容相符的选项，每个句子读两遍。
Number 1. How delicious the dumplings are.
How delicious the dumplings are.
Number 2. My mom bought a new ruler for me yesterday.
My mom bought a new ruler for me yesterday.
Number 3. The computer has been used for 3 years.
The computer has been used for 3 years.
Number 4. Jack's father is a bus driver.
Jack's father is a bus driver.
Number 5. I was washing the clothes when my mom called me.
I was washing the clothes when my mom called me.
Number 2. 听下面七段对话，从每小题所给的A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听第一段对话，回答第六小题。
Hi, Tina. Long time no see. Where are you going?
Hi, Jack.I'm going to the library to borrow some storybooks for my little sister, Maria.
Hi, Tina. Long time no see. Where are you going?
Hi, Jack. I'm going to the library to borrow some storybooks for my little sister, Maria.
听第二段对话，回答第七小题。
Mother's Day is coming. What gift do you want to prepare for your mother, Helen?
I bought her a scarf last year. This year I want to make a special card with beautiful pictures for her.
Mother's Day is coming. What gift do you want to prepare for your mother, Helen?
I bought her a scarf last year.This year, I want to make a special card with beautiful pictures for her.
听第三段对话，回答第八小题。
Mike, can you do the volunteer work on Wednesday or Thursday?
Neither, but I'll be free on Tuesday.
Mike, can you do the volunteer work on Wednesday or Thursday?
Neither, but I'll be free on Tuesday.
听第四段对话，回答第九小题。
The final exam is coming. I'm going to go over the notes I took. What about you?
I will study in groups and talk about some difficult questions with other students.
The final exam is coming. I'm going to go over the notes I took. What about you?
I will study in groups and talk about some difficult questions with other students.
I've been feeling so stressed lately.
What happened to you?
Well, I'm really worried about my grades. As long as I think of them, I can't fall asleep.
You always do a good job in your study. Don't worry too much. What you need to do is to relax.
I just wish it were so simple. How can I stop feeling so stressed all the time?
I think sports can help you deal with your stress.
I don't really have time for that. I need to spend my time studying.
Don't do like that. Studying all day isn't very useful. You should put your study and life into the same position.
I've been feeling so stressed lately.
What happened to you?
Well, I'm really worried about my grades. As long as I think of them, I can't fall asleep.
You always do a good job in your study. Don't worry too much. What you need to do is to relax.
I just wish it were so simple. How can I stop feeling so stressed all the time?
I think sports can help you deal with your stress.
I don't really have time for that. I need to spend my time studying.
Don't do like that. Studying all day isn't very useful. You should put your study and life into the same position.
听第六段对话，回答第十二、十三小题。
I often play ping pong in my spare time. What do you often do when you are free, Jenny?
I always play chess at the weekend.
Really? That's cool. I also like chess.
Maybe we can play chess together at 8 tomorrow morning.
But I have to do my homework in the morning. We can meet at 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
No problem. See you.
See you.I often play ping pong in my spare time. What do you often do when you are free, Jenny?
I always play chess at the weekend.
Really? That's cool. I also like chess.
Maybe we can play chess together at 8 tomorrow morning.
But I have to do my homework in the morning. We can meet at 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
No problem. See you.
See you.
听第七段对话，回答第十四、十五小题。
Mark, I heard you won the first prize in English listening competition. Congratulations!
Thank you, Jenny.
How wonderful you are. Can you tell me your ways of studying English?
Of course. I keep an English diary every day, and I usually watch English programs to improve my English.
Sounds great. I'll try these ways. By the way, I often listen to English tapes, but I think it is useless.
Take it easy. I am sure it is helpful for you to learn English. Don't give up.
Maybe you are right. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Mark, I heard you won the first prize in English listening competition. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jenny.
How wonderful you are. Can you tell me your ways of studying English?
Of course. I keep an English diary every day, and I usually watch English programs to improve my English.
Sounds great. I'll try these ways. By the way, I often listen to English tapes, but I think it is useless.
Take it easy. I am sure it is helpful for you to learn English. Don't give up.
Maybe you are right.Thank you.
You are welcome.
第三节，听短文。根据你所听到的短文内容，完成下面表格。每空填一词。短文读三遍。
Attention, boys and girls. There will be a talk show about foreign language learning at the Student Center at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Linda, who is an excellent student of our school, will be the host of the talk show. Professor Lee will attend the show. In the first part, the graduates will share their learning experiences in China. Then, during the break, students can ask the guests questions about Chinese traditions and culture. Lastly, Professor Lee will offer some useful methods about language learning. It's really a great chance for language lovers. Welcome to attend the talk show.
Attention, boys and girls. There will be a talk show about foreign language learning at the Student Center at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Linda, who is an excellent student of our school, will be the host of the talk show. Professor Lee will attend the show. In the first part, the graduates will share their learning experiences in China. Then during the break, students can ask the guests questions about Chinese traditions and culture. Lastly, Professor Lee will offer some useful methods about language learning. It's really a great chance for language lovers. Welcome to attend the talk show.
Attention, boys and girls. There will be a talk show about foreign language learning at the Student Center at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Linda, who is an excellent student of our school, will be the host of the talk show. Professor Lee will attend the show. In the first part, the graduates will share their learning experiences in China. Then, during the break, students can ask the guests questions about Chinese traditions and culture. Lastly, Professor Lee will offer some useful methods about language learning. It's really a great chance for language lovers. Welcome to attend the talk show.